We will start. We will pray. Our Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ and thank thee for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world. And his purpose for coming was to put away sin. He bare our sin in his own body in the tree. And so we give thanks for this. We pray that help be given as the word of God to be open now and just a little message in the gospel, and pray for help and for blessing. We would think of Maida and the treatments that she has been going through for cancer. We would pray for thy blessing upon her, even yet as her body would heal, and look to thee for help now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So thank you very much for joining us today. And we're going to look at two verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Okay, magandang umaga sa ating lahat at tayo ay at ating babasahin sa Biblia sa ikalawang Korinto, kabanatang 4. Are you going to read it in English first, teacher?
Yes, I'll read in English first and then you can read into Gaelic. So 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Okay, sa ikalawang Korinto, kabanatang 4, talatang 3 hanggang 4. Talatang 3, kung may tabing pa ang magandang balitang ipinapahayag namin, ito'y natatabingan lamang para sa mga napapahamak. Hindi sila sumasampalataya sapagkat ang kanilang isip ay binulag ng Diyos ng kasamaan sa daigdig na ito, upang hindi nila makita ang liwanag ng magandang balita tungkol sa kaluwalhatian ni Kristo na siyang larawan ng Diyos.
And we're actually going to read verse 6 as well. 3 and 4 is what I've been looking at, but verse 6 is tied very closely. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Verse 6, sapagkat ang Diyos na nagsabing mula sa kadiliman ay sisilang ang liwanag, at siya ring nagbigay liwanag sa aming isip upang makilala namin ang kaluwalhatian ng Diyos na nahahayag sa mukha ni Kristo.
So what I've been thinking about this morning is the darkness that we are in our sins.
So ang iniisip ni Teacher Darrell sa araw na ito ay ang kadiliman na nasa atin sapagkat sa pamamagitan ng ating mga kasalanan.
And so I've just been thinking of just three things: darkness, blindness, and lost.
So naisip niya ang tatlong bagay. Ang una ay ang blindness, did you say? Pagkabulag, ang ating pagkabulag, ang kadiliman, at ang ating pagkawala.
So the Apostle Paul is writing here and he is presenting our condition when we are in our sins.
So si Apostle Pablo, sinulat niya rito nang tayo ay nasa ating kondisyon, nang tayo ay makasalanan pa.
And Paul is saying, when we are in our sins, our condition, the state that we are in, is not good.
At sinasabi ni Pablo na kung tayo ay makasalanan, ang ating kondisyon ay hindi maganda.
So sometimes the gospel is presented and you might say, well, I don't understand the gospel. What do you mean?
Minsan, kung ipinapahayag sa inyo ang salita ng Diyos o ang ebanghelyo ng Diyos, sinasabi natin na hindi ko ito naiintindihan. Anong ibig mong sabihin?
So oftentimes when the gospel is presented, people say, well, I don't see my need. How does the gospel apply to me?
At kung ipinapahayag sa atin ang ebanghelyo ng Diyos, sinasabi natin na hindi ito para sa akin.
And so Paul is highlighting that our condition as we are born, as we are naturally found in this world, we are in darkness.
Kung kaya't sinasabi ni Pablo sa kanyang sulat na nang tayo ay ipanganak, tayo ay nasa kadiliman.
And Paul says, the gospel is presented and that we don't understand the gospel because it is hid to us. We can't see it.
Kung kaya't sinasabi natin na hindi natin maintindihan ang ebanghelyo ng Panginoon o ang salita ng Diyos sapagkat ito ay natatago o ito ay natatabingan.
We are staying at a friend's house and I'm not that familiar with it and I shut the light off last night. And I had to go down the stairs and I couldn't see because it was in darkness. I couldn't see where I was going.
So si Teacher Darrell ay nasa kanyang nasa kanyang kaibigan kagabi at pinatay niya ang ilaw at nang siya ay bumababa sa hagdanan, hindi niya makita. Hindi siya makakita sapagkat ito ay napakadilim.
And then Paul says, not only is it dark, is it hid, but we are blind.
At sinasabi ni Pablo na hindi lamang ang ebanghelyo ay natatabingan, nabulag.
When I see a blind person, my heart just almost aches for them, say, oh, it must be so terrible to be blind and not to be able to see.
Kung may nakitang bulag si Teacher Darrell, sinasabi niya sa kanyang sarili na ito ay napakahirap sapagkat wala siyang makita.
Paul says, when we are in our sins, not only are we dark, but we are blind, we can't see.
At sinabi ni Pablo na kung tayo ay nasa ating mga kasalanan, hindi lamang tayo ay nasa kadiliman, subalit tayo rin ay nabubulagan.
And Paul actually highlights here, he said, Satan is actually blinding the minds of those who don't believe. Satan is doing everything he can to prevent you and I from seeing our great need.
So sinasabi ni Pablo dito sa mga talatang ito na si Satanas ang bumulag sa atin upang hindi natin makita ang ating mga pangangailangan.
Satan is described in these verses as the god of this world, the one who has power over the earth at the present time. He keeps men in darkness.
Ipinahayag ni Pablo sa mga talatang ito na si Satanas ang Panginoon ng mundong ito at kanyang itinatago ang salita ng Diyos upang ito ay hindi natin makita.
And often, we are kept busy by the things all around us because Satan is, I was going to use the word orchestrating, but Satan is arranging things that to keep our sight away from the things of God, and he blinds us.
So si Satanas ay parati niyang pinapahayag sa atin ang na tayo ay maging busy o ma... What's the word in Tagalog? Na tayo ay maging busy sa ating mga gawain upang hindi natin makita ang ating mga pangangailangan at hindi natin maisip na tayo ay makasalanan.
So listen to these words again that we have in verse 4. The God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, so that the gospel of Christ won't shine in.
So, basahin natin muli sa talatang 4 ng kabanatang 4 ng ikalawang Korinto. Hindi sila sumasampalataya sapagkat ang kanilang isip ay binulag ng Diyos ng kasamaan sa daigdig na ito upang hindi nila makita ang liwanag ng magandang balita tungkol sa kaluwalhatian ni Kristo na siyang larawan ng Diyos.
And so we are in the dark, our darkness. We are blinded. But our text also says that in our sins, we are lost.
Kung kaya tayo ay nasa kadiliman at tayo ay binulag at sinasabi rin dito na tayo ay nawawala.
And so to be lost is to not know the way.
At ang ating pagkawala, kung tayo ay nawawala, ay hindi natin alam ang daan.
And so the Bible describes us that when we are in our sins, we are like a person who is lost.
At ang Biblia ay sinasabi na kung tayo ay nawawala, kung tayo ay makasalanan, tayo ay mga taong nawawala.
Yeah. And the Bible actually describes when we are in our sins that we are blind.
At sinasabi rin na kung tayo ay makasalanan, tayo ay nabubulagan.
And so when we are lost in our sins, we are far away from God. There is no way where we can get back to God on our own.
At kung tayo ay nawawala, tayo ay malayo sa Panginoong Hesus, sa Panginoong Diyos. At hindi natin alam ang daan patung pabalik sa ating Diyos.
And so today, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are in the dark, you're blind, you are lost to the things of God, to spiritual things.
At sa ngayon, kung hindi mo kilala ang Panginoon bilang iyong Panginoon at tagapagligtas, ikaw ay nasa kadiliman, ikaw ay nabubulagan, at ikaw ay nawawala.
So it's a dark picture. It's almost a hopeless picture of what we are in our sins because we are in a sad, terrible condition.
At ang ating kalagayan ay napakadilim at na tayo ay nasa terribleng kondisyon. Ang ating kondisyon ay hindi maganda.
And we don't think of our sins. We don't think of being facing punishment for our sins because we are blinded. We can't see.
Hindi natin madalas hindi natin naiisip na tayo ay makasalanan. Hindi natin naiisip ang kabayaran ng mga kasalanan sapagkat tayo ay nasa kadiliman at hindi natin makita ang mga bagay na ito.
But I want to end my message on the positive side of the gospel. Because where there is darkness and blindness and lost, there is a whole other side when we come to know our sins forgiven.
Subalit ang positibong kabaligtaran ng lahat ng kadiliman at ng pagkabulag ay makikita natin na mayroong liwanag.
On one side, there is the darkness of sin, but I want to look now at the light of the glorious gospel of Christ.
Sa isang banda ay ang kadiliman ng ating mga kasalanan, subalit ang kabaligtaran nito ay ang napakaliwanag na katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos.
The reason that we have these meetings is really to present the light of the gospel.
Kung kaya't ang meeting na ito ay parati ay ating ginagawa upang maipahayag sa inyo ang magandang balita, ang maliwanag na balita ng Panginoon.
I told you a few minutes ago that I shut the light off last night and it was dark, so I told my wife, when you're going out, you need to put the light on. Well, what does the light do? It shines the light in the dark so we can see.
So sinabi ni Teacher Daryl ng kanina na nang patayin niya ang ilaw ang lugar ay naging napakadilim at sinabi niya sa kanyang asawa na kailangan niyang buksan ang ilaw upang ito ay magliwanag. At what's the last part, Teacher Daryl? Sorry.
I don't remember.
sinabi niya na ang pagpapahayag ng salita ng Diyos ay ang pagkakaroon ng kaliwanagan.
So just like we use a light to see our way in the darkness around us, God uses the light of the gospel to shine into our hearts to show us our need.
Kung paano ang ilaw ay ginagamit natin upang maliwanagan ang ating kapaligiran, gayon din naman, ginamit ng Panginoon ang kanyang salita upang ipahayag ang kaliwanagan para sa ating nadidilimang kaisipan at puso.
When it comes to salvation, when it comes to the forgiveness of sins, God is the one who is behind it.
At sa kung sa ating kaligtasan at kung sa kapatawaran ng ating mga kasalanan, ang Panginoong Diyos ang nasa likod nito.
And in verse 6 it says it's God who commands, it is God who directs the light of the gospel of Christ. He is the one who has shined the lights.
At ang Diyos ang siyang nagbibigay ng liwanag sa kadiliman sa pamamagitan ng kanyang anak na si Jesucristo.
The word of God is compared to a light that shines, it searches us out. It shows us what we are, but it shows us how we can be saved.
At ang salita ng Diyos ang siyang ay nahahalin tulad sa ilaw na pinapakita ang liwanag at pinapakita kung ano tayo sa harapan at sa harapan ng Panginoong Diyos.
If you look at verse 4, something about the light, the last part of verse 4, the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God.
At sa ating binasa kanina, basahin natin muli na ang magandang balita tungkol sa kaluwalhatian ni Kristo na siyang larawan ng Diyos.
And so the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is really the outshining of who God is.
Kung kaya ang magandang balita ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo ay siyang liwanag na nagmumula sa Panginoong Diyos.
God is not a God who is just waiting and wants to punish man in their sins.
Ang Panginoong Diyos ay hindi Diyos na naghihintay lamang upang parusahan ang mga tao.
The Bible tells us that God is love. And he has done everything he could to provide a way that you and I could have our sins forgiven and be brought back to him.
Ang Biblia ay nagsasabi na ang Panginoong Diyos ay pag-ibig at siya ay gumawa ng kaparaanan upang tayo ay manumbalik sa kanya.
And so when the gospel is preached about the Lord Jesus Christ and his death, it is the light of the gospel and it searches to where you and I are.
Kung ang ebanghelyo ng Panginoon ay pinapahayag, ito ay parang ilaw na nagliliwanag upang tayo ay makita at matuntun kung tayo ay nasa saan.
So when we stop and we listen to the gospel and we understand, yes, I am a sinner.
So kung tayo ay makikinig sa ebanghelyo ng Panginoon at ating tatanggapin na tayo ay makasalanan.
What happens when we listen to the gospel message and we listen and understand the light of the gospel is shining in and we see the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us?
At kung ating tayo ay makikinig at ating maiintindihan ang salita ng Diyos, ay makikita natin ang Panginoong Diyos, ang Panginoong Hesukristo na siyang magbibigay ng kaligtasan para sa atin.
And so what happens when the light shines into the darkness? We have
ano sight. Ano ba ang mangyayari kung ang ilaw ay magliwanag sa kadiliman.
We receive our spiritual sight. When we are saved, we now can see the things of God. We can respond to the light of God.
Makikita tayo ay ang ating spiritual na katauhan ay mabibigyang buhay at makikita natin ang katotohanan sa mula sa ating Panginoong Jesus.
Do you know that the Lord Jesus in the Gospels, different times, he uses blind men to show, just as a little picture of us and our sins?
Madalas sa Biblia ay ginamit ng Panginoong Jesus ang mga bulag na tao upang ipakita kung anong ating kalagayan sa kung tayo ay makasalanan.
And these people, when they came in contact with the Lord Jesus Christ, they were blind, but he gave them their sight.
Kung kaya't ang mga taong ito nang sila ay lumapit sa Panginoong Jesus, ay mula sa pagkabulag sila ay na, natanggap nila ang pagkakaroon na sila ay makakita, sila ay bulag at sila ay nakakita.
You could read one of these stories in John chapter 9. Another one is in Luke chapter 18.
So ang mga kwentong ito ay inyong makikita sa Juan.
Yeah,
Juan and John.
John 9.
Sa John 9 at sa Luke 18.
Sorry for interjecting that in that quick. So when the light shines in, we receive our sight.
Kung ang liwanag ay mapasa atin, tayo ay makakakita.
And when we receive our sight, it is a word that we use. It's salvation.
At ang kung tayo ay makakakita, ang ibig sabihin nito ay ang kaligtasan.
So when we were in our sins, we were lost. But when the light of the gospel shines in, we are no longer lost. We are saved.
Kung tayo ay makasalanan, kung tayo ay hindi nagsisi sa ating mga kasalanan, tayo ay nawawala. Subalit, kung tayo ay magsisi sa ating mga kasalanan, tayo ay makakakita o nang ibig sabihin tayo ay ligtas.
And so, what does God want? What is God's work in this world today?
So ang katanungan, ano ba ang ginagawa ng Panginoong ng Panginoong Diyos ngayon?
In the world, we are, as we are born, as just to repeat what we said, we are in the dark, we are blind, we are lost in our sins.
So muli sabi ating banggitin na tayo ay nasa kadiliman, tayo ay nabubulagan at tayo ay nawawala.
But God, through His work in what the Lord Jesus Christ has done when He laid down His life at Calvary.
Subalit ang Panginoong Jesus, nang siya ay ang kanyang gawa sa krus ng Kalbaryo.
What God is doing is He is using the light of the gospel to find sinners who are lost and in their sins, and He is pointing them, He is showing them the Lord Jesus Christ.
So, ang ginawa ng Diyos ay pinakita niya sa pamamagitan ng liwanag at itinuro at Can you repeat that, Teacher Darrell? Sorry.
God is using the gospel about the Lord Jesus Christ to shine into your heart, to show your need, and to show you the Lord Jesus Christ.
So ang Diyos, ginamit niya ang Panginoong Jesus upang magliwanag ang iyong puso at tumanggap ng kaligtasan.
And so that is the message of the gospel, that the Lord Jesus Christ, he came into this world to die for your sin and for mine.
At ang Panginoong Jesus, siya ay nagtungo rito sa mundo upang siya ay ipako sa krus upang tayo ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
And so our hope and prayer today is that if you are in your sins, that the light of the gospel would shine into your heart and you would understand why the Lord Jesus Christ came.
At ang aming dalangin na ang liwanag ng Panginoon ay mapasa inyo upang inyong maintindihan kung bakit ang Panginoong Jesus ay nagtungo rito sa mundo.
Because you could be saved today. Your sins could be taken away today.
Sapagkat maaari kayong maligtas sa araw na ito. Maaaring ang inyong kasalanan ay mawala sa araw na ito.
Our Bible makes it very clear. Salvation is available right now.
At sa Biblia, sinasabi na ang kaligtasan ay ngayon na.
That is why the Lord Jesus died. That is why we present the message of the gospel, because it is God's message for you.
Kung kaya't ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay, kung kaya't aming ipinapahayag sa inyo ang salita ng Diyos sapagkat nais ng Diyos na kayo ay maligtas.
And so we're just going to close in prayer. Thank you for listening. Our Father, we give thanks again for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank thee for the message of the gospel. And it is a bright light that is being shined from heaven into the hearts of men and women and boys and girls to show our need of a Savior. It is a sad condition that we are in, the way we were born, lost, blinded by Satan. We thank thee that the gospel shines through this dark world and individuals are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. We would pray that this would be so even for those that are listening today, and we would just ask for thy blessing upon the remainder of the day for each of us now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.